VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israel's military spokesman says Hassan Nasrallah and other commanders were a legitimate military target under international law. In a video statement, Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari says Hezbollah's slain leader was behind thousands of deaths.
For decades, Hezbollah, under the command of Hassan Nasrallah, orchestrated countless attacks against innocent people. Hassan Nasrallah had the blood of thousands of men, women, children on his hands.
Hezbollah said in a statement that Nasrallah has joined his fellow martyrs. Hezbollah vowed to continue the holy war against the enemy and in support of Palestine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports a Chinese diplomat is speaking out against expanding the war in Ukraine at the United Nations General Assembly.
3 days before his communist government turns 75, China's foreign minister warned fellow leaders in New York against an expansion of the battlefield in Russia's war with Ukraine, saying the Beijing government remains committed to shuttle diplomacy and efforts to push the conflict toward its end. Wang Yi spoke against nations throwing oil on the fire or exploiting the situation for selfish gains, a likely reference to the US. Wang's speech appeared to break no new ground, as is generally China's recent practice at the General Assembly's annual meeting of leaders. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The death toll from flooding and landslides in Nepal has reached at least 100, with dozens of people still missing. Police Sunday morning warned the death toll was expected to rise. The weather in Nepal was improved on Sunday and rescue, recovery and cleanup efforts were underway. Rescuers recovered 14 bodies overnight from two buses headed to Kathmandu that were buried in a landslide on a highway near the capital city. This is VOA News. Russia's top diplomat warned against trying to fight to victory with a nuclear power. The foreign minister Sergei Lavrov spoke at the UN General Assembly Saturday, 3 days after Russian President Vladimir Putin aired a shift in his country's nuclear doctrine. Lavrov's speech was packed with condemnations of what Moscow sees as Western machinations in Ukraine and elsewhere, including the United Nations itself. Lavrov accused the West of using Ukraine as a tool to try to defeat Moscow strategically. Then Lavrov mentioned what he called the senselessness and the danger of the very idea of trying to fight to victory with a nuclear power, and he noted Russia as one. At least 64 dead and millions without power after Helene's deadly march across the southeastern United States. At a news conference in the state of Georgia, the governor, Brian Kemp, says the storm was devastating to the state.
While you've seen firsthand the destruction from fallen trees and down power lines and crumbled buildings in this part of the state, even in our capital city where the record rainfall in the past was 9 inches in 48 hours, a combination of storms over the last few days dumped over 11 inches of rain. We're dealing with flash flooding and, believe it or not, mudslides and avalanches.
Deaths from the storm have occurred in the states of Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. At a campaign rally in the state of Wisconsin, former U.S. President Donald Trump says Democratic rival Vice President Kamala Harris is not qualified to be president.
We will seal the border. We will stop the invasion immediately. We will begin the largest deportation operation in the history of our country because we have no choice.
Earlier in the week, Harris used her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border since becoming the Democratic presidential nominee to try to project a tougher stance on illegal migration. She walked a stretch of fence near Douglas, Arizona, and chatted with local Border Patrol leaders before calling for further tightening of asylum restrictions. SpaceX has launched a rescue mission for the two stuck astronauts at the International Space Station. A Falcon rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral, Florida on Saturday, sending up a downsized crew and two empty seats. The capsule carrying a NASA astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut will arrive at the space station this weekend, but it won't leave until February, so the two test pilots who flew up on Boeing's troubled Starliner capsule will have to wait until then before returning home. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.